We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Coach's Appreciation Award, and we got five of these, because every guy, we appreciate every guy. I mean, that's without a question. We appreciate every single guy. Some stick out just a little bit more than others. And each coach got an opportunity to tell who they appreciate and why this guy's getting the award. And I'll start with mine. Mine's Dylan Peters. A lot of reasons. How he represented our program for the last 4 years. When he had our guys talk about, hey, this is part of why I want to be here, but man, how steady this guy was. He was like clockwork. If it's a meet day, it's 4 o'clock and Dylan's starting to run. And he's starting to get his weight down. And you always knew where he was going to be and how he was going to be there and how he was going to show up and represent the program. Man, put our program in a better spot. Not just because, hey, he's a two-time All-American, but how he went about things. How he lived, he'd take care of school, he's got over, a 3.2 GPA in biology, has done things extremely well, he's always been steady, he's always been reliable, and he's always pinned a whole lot of guys too, man. And we're going to miss him and want him to know how much I appreciate everything that he sacrificed. Obviously injuries and those things happen, man, and you have to deal with them. And Bradley talked kind of about the struggle, and this guy always fought through the struggle and always showed up every time, and couldn't appreciate it anymore, everything that he gave to me in the program. So, Dylan Peters.
After sitting through a couple of these, you've heard a lot of the seniors talk, and you just listen to them talk about all the things they're thankful for. And I hope my teammates look back on this, and they're thinking when they write their speech, it's so hard, because there truly is so much to be thankful for. And I just have to begin with my parents. As they said, they never missed anything. They followed me everywhere. Great support. Never questioned any decision I made or anything I wanted to do. My grandparents came to everything as well. My grandpa Peters, my grandma Bula. My grandpa Compton didn't make it, but they were here for mostly everything, and I appreciate that. It's always good when you're going into a duel or a big situation, no matter what. Whether I lose or I win, they're going to love me and support me no matter what. So it just made competing so much easier. My girlfriend Haley, same way. It's hard competing at this level, and everyone's facing injuries, and you're starting to feel sorry for yourself and have that perspective where someone can tell you, hey, you can get through this, or you can keep pushing. And the coaches, it's been a long, tough 5 years, but I wouldn't change anything. B-Rob, you are the man. So many weight cuts where I'm coming back, just dreading it. If B-Rob could have cut the weight for me, I know he would have. If I could sit on the bike, or if I could just sit out and he could cut the weight, I know he would. Doug, you changed the way I look at a lot of things. Even guys that aren't on the team, you're still trying to help out and look past and help them out no matter what. And I think that says a lot about Doug. It's easy to give up on a guy, especially he's no longer in your program, but I've seen Doug reach out and try and help better people even though they're not on his team. And that, to me, goes a long way, not just focused on these guys, because as we say, this is a family. So if some of our family starts to stray away, Doug's always been there to support them. That's great. Randy and Lee helped me out so much. Juice, always taking good care of me. We've had some good rides down to Dubuque. Cruz, getting me back ready to wrestle. Thank you so much for all that. And this team, I mean, I can't even begin to talk about how much. You know, after an ACL, it's hard. You don't know how you're going to come back, but there's so many great guys on this team that I've just, you know, you want to compete for them just as bad as you do yourself, and I can't thank them enough for that. So, thank you guys. It's been good being a Panther. Troy, I'm sorry, I can't leave without thanking you. We spent a lot of time last summer, and like Bartel said, I don't know if you wanted to come in, but you kept on me. We made sure we were in the hard work getting better, so this year could happen. Thank you so much, Troy. And thank you so much, Panther fans.